What's up, 1515 Air Probably presents the Rundown, Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, the official unofficial podcast of VH1's Love & Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing pretty well, although I feel like I've been hearing stuff in my house all day.
It's probably haunted. It is October. Time when shit will happen, right?
Wait, what?
I said it's probably haunted. It's October. What you talking about?
No, don't say no mess like that.
All right, my bad.
That's not cool.
The spirits will leave. What is going on in the background? You got a fan on or something?
Oh, my hair. You can hear that?
Yes.
Apparently. Because you acknowledged it. Yeah, that's my heater. I'm sorry. It's a little cold in the basement.
Okay. What episode is this? 9, 10? I don't even remember the number no more. It's so sad. I don't even remember the number. I could actually just, you know, check out.
Just like that. I'm over here losing stuff.
I could check on the website to see what number this is, because that's how bad it's gotten. This is episode 11. We're almost done.
Are we? Yeah, yo, I guess we are.
Yeah. So this is called What Happens in Vegas. The Vegas trip ends with a bang as the group attempts to bring Lyrica and A1 back together. Yo, pause there. I could have been on this show.
Why do you say that? Because
if they was like, all right, we need you to convince A1. I don't give a fuck about A1 and Lyrica. They have Spectacular. What do he care? What?
Right.
Oh, all right. Princess is
first of all, I was like, who are these people at this party?
Yo, I wrote that on my notes. Did they just hire randoms to show up at a party?
Who are these people?
Princess is furious with Ray ditches Melody's birthday weekend for a Vegas turn up. I still argue that Ray is one of the funniest people on this damn show. When that dude hit me with the whole today is 4 and 5 day celebration of Melody, but the first 3 was enough. I was like, you know, this is both y'all first child. Y'all know how y'all celebrities like to do it. I'm surprised she didn't get a month long celebration.
She won.
About April and Fizz's friendship arise. They could have put R.I.P. Booby, who was trying to shoot his shot like he was Steph Curry in his motherfucker. Yo, man, I'm just saying, when a relationship happened, you know, you never know. I was like, damn, to get curved on national television.
She shot him down so fast.
She was like, you know, yo, hold up. Could you imagine telling somebody, we ain't even each other's type. Stop. Like, wait, what? Clearly you my type. I'm trying to holler.
Right, oh, clearly.
Golly. All right.
But you know what that'd be? It'd be like, you weren't checking for me before I, you know, put on a little weight, got some ass. You weren't looking for me. Now I done got a little thick, got a little cute.
She letting everybody know she got ass too. She came in there with cheeks all
with
out.
With some itty bitty ass shorts. I'm like, thirsty much, sis? Damn.
I like, Fizz ain't even there. What? Why you got this out? Who is this for? That's why Booby getting those mixed signals. Okay, we start off. Day 2 in Vegas. Mother Thought, a.k.a. Paris, is determined to help single Lyrica out. How is she going to help? You'll see. So while the guys, Mickey, Zell, and Booby go out, she's got this party planned. April came in. We talked about her being the cheeks out, looking like a whole meal, according to Booby. He wanted her on his plate.
I mean, she was bad. You know, she was bad.
But April's out there for Drew. She wants to be there for him like he was there for her. Plus, you know, his grandma had the heart attack. So we leave there, right? We don't know what's going to plan. We go back to L.A., family time. Ray and Princess and Melody go out for dinner. This looked like a really fancy restaurant. Look, I thought babies
were 1 year old.
Yeah, I didn't think babies were around. But yo, she loves flavor. She was like licking all the pounds from her mouth. Like, I need all of this mashed potatoes.
She's so cute.
She is. Ray lets Princess know he has to go to Vegas tomorrow, even though they done flew in the family for this birthday celebration that's apparently a school week long. For this final B2K concert and party favors for the William Ray line. Before he did this, he really was buttering up her. He was feeding Melody. He had the flowers come to the table. I enjoyed the face that Princess made when Ray said Marcus stole the role from him. She was like, man, what are you? Stop it. Cut it out. Like, stop this. So after having the best steak ever, she lost her appetite when hearing about this Vegas trip. She knows that Ray is a workaholic, but if he works too much, that's all he's going to be left with. Tells him to Uber home again. Uber. Lyft got to be like, damn. Can y'all say Lyft?
You know what? And people be, you know, because you know I do Lyft on the side. People say I'm like Uber. Like, I think because Uber was the first one we knew.
Yes, yes.
Like, people just Uber by default.
Uber is the Kleenex and Nintendo of car sharing.
Yeah. Because I'm like, they be like, so they, like, I love customers get, when people get phone calls while they in my car, they'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm in the Uber. I'm like, you are in a Lyft. But that's okay.
All right. So back in Vegas, A1 meets up with the guys for dinner. They try to convince A1 to come to the crib. They do a back and forth. We're not doing a back and forth here. A1 doesn't want to go over because he's like, we're going to end up arguing. He does admit that he misses Lyrica, but he says, Lyrica got to understand. My actions were from what she did. She cheated on me. I'm hurt too. But he didn't keep that same energy later on. He kissed her feet later on.
But like, the way this sounds is as if she cheated once.
Yes.
And you guys worked it out and started. No, and then he cheated.
And then
they renewed their vows. And they were starting over. And then he kept cheating.
Yes. And all this leads me to believe is women. I already knew this, but women cheat so much better than men. Because we ain't heard that one peep from the guy that Lyrica cheated with. He has been quiet. He's not on no blogs, no shade room, no nothing. So, meanwhile, Mother Thought has brought in some of the sorriest strippers this side of the Mississippi. The light show she put on was way better when she was like, check this out, April.
Yeah, the light show was like, bing. I'm like, okay, what she got planned?
She looked like she brought in regular people who was like, they were in, you know what? They were in the lift and was like, yo, y'all want to stop by a crib real quick and pretend to dance? April brings in Lyrica to see the shitty show. She gets a sad lap dance and some Poppy Chulo dude sliding on the floor. That was his move, and he used it to death.
He was trying to get it to April.
He gave it to Lyrica. He gave it to April. He's like, look what I can do. Slid on the floor. Skinny Minnie was in there getting it. It was too much space for that.
You needed a smaller room.
You could have took him in the bedroom. It looked lit. Like, oh shit, look at that. But it looked like y'all just moved in and they had all these people there. So the guys came back. No A1. Bazelle is overly excited. Mickey, not so much. Booby tells April about what went down at dinner. He tries to shoot a shot with April. But that's what she said in her talking head. They cool, but they're not each other's type, and she wishes him the best. Zell plays relationship therapist. He tells Lyrica how A1 is feeling, but she isn't buying it, saying he's not even a real man because he didn't pull up, even though he knows they're in the same city. Lyrica has tried. She says, I'm not stubborn. I've been vulnerable. I've been in that house, and he's been distant. I'm tired, and I don't know what it's going to be. I realize that I am recapping the fuck out of this and not even space for you to even chime in. Like, you are listening to this like you did the first episode. Yeah, you was like, all right, what else happened?
I'm like, so what else happened?
None of this right now is like deep discussion. I think the next part is. I think Jason Lee part, and then later on in this episode is some part. At first, I was really, when they got to this Jason Lee scene, right? So I know they made this big hoopla over getting new production and stuff like that. And I was like, who cares if y'all got new production if A, y'all still give us the same storylines, aka infidelity with A1 and Lyrica, and B, if you're going to do a family storyline with Jason Lee, why wasn't that in the same episode with Apple Watch? I feel like that would have been a better episode than trying to, because he was going through some things and she was going through some things.
I didn't want to do too much of it on one episode.
Maybe that's why, but the contrast of the stripping and then let's go to Stockton, California to see, you know, my brother died and he meant so much to the family. That just didn't work for me. It was weird. Like, who edited this? So Jason returned to Stockton, California. That's where he grew up. Where his brother, I don't know if his brother's from there, but Rodney was the one who died. He kept the family together. His family had 10 brothers. I don't know. Oh, I put 10 brothers and sister, but I meant 10 brothers and sister. Only 4 of them showed up. They have different moms and dads. They got together to finalize things for Rodney's memorial, and this was the first time they've been together since Rodney's funeral. We get some backstory on Jason. He was put in foster care when he was 8 years old. His mom had a drug addiction.
How come come, everybody on the show gotta have like some like terrible childhood background, right?
Everybody.
Like, I feel like you don't get people, or maybe they don't discuss it. You know, well, it's a handful of them. I take that back. But it seemed like they'd be like purposely seeking out people.
Let's do it. Apple had a rough childhood. Jason had a rough childhood. April had a rough childhood. Fizz had a rough childhood. We don't know A1. Well, Lyrica and A1 both come from single family homes. I mean, Ray didn't. Ray was a child star. That he had different issues. I'm not saying this, it was all peaches and cream, but damn, is he the only one?
It'd just be like, how are you, like, you're finding all these people to be on the show that happens to have these, like, childhood problems? Like, do we find so many people with, or is it just more common than we think it is?
It might be that, but I like to believe that they take a personality test, and then whatever you score, that's how you get picked for the auditions and stuff like that. So what we got? Mom had a drug addiction. She died 6 years ago, and Dad didn't care. So he said he realized he had daddy issues, and Dad gave up on him. So I meant to pause there, because he did start off with, "Yo, I want to do something special for our brother and all this, blah blah." Then he turned into a story about himself.
Yeah,
which was kind of weird.
The part that kind of blew me, because I was like, "How did we get here?" And so when the brother was like, "I'm out," I was like, because I feel like the brother came with the idea of, we was talking about one thing and now you're trying to do something else.
Yeah.
And I ain't signed up for that shit. Like, that's kind of how I took it.
Yeah. The brother Link, he took his microphone off. He's like, well, we're not going to do as bad as that. I think, you know what? Jason could have did that differently, as far as like, hey, I'm going to explain what we're doing with my brother. And then he said, I really hope Dad can go cut or show up, because I want to talk to him and get some things off my chest. I think his sister even suggested, like, you guys should have a one-on-one, which he should. Like, why did you just do that?
I mean, that's what he tried to do. But I think by that point, Link then probably went back and told the daddy, oh, he said this, 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 and this. Yeah. It's all for TV. Don't believe that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. I feel like, I don't know, for some reason, the vibe I get is that the other siblings didn't want to be part of your charade on TV. Now, I'm not saying what happened ain't real and how he feel ain't real, but I just feel like they, like, you're doing it for TV, and that's why they didn't show up.
That could be it. And plus, it doesn't help that Jason persona to the rest of the world is messy.
Yeah.
He's a messy dude on his podcast. It's all about gossip. So
I look at it like this. People, you know, jump to be on TV for situations, because just a little amount of time on TV boosts you and whatever.
Yep. And they turned it down.
They turned it down, right. And I feel like they was like thinking, you know, that they were being used or something.
That too, but you could also, I wonder if anyone thought, why are we just now moralizing our brother when cameras are around? How come we didn't do this beforehand, but now you on the show, you want to do it? Maybe that's how they felt. So back in Vegas, the next day, Bobby, Booby and Mickey crack on the strippers to April. There's going to be the final B2K concert is tonight. There's going to be a pool party tonight.
There's a lot high happening in this night.
Yeah, April said it's going to be lit, and Booby said he is with
us. Who has the pool party before the concert? How are y'all not tired? Drunk.
I'm so confused how that worked out.
I was like, first of all, I'm old. That's the difference. My ass ain't partying this hard and they're going to no concert. I'm not going to make it. I'm not.
Nah, I wouldn't either.
Especially how long that concert was. That concert was not a short concert. That concert was like 4 hours.
Yeah, I like how Booby was able to just, you know, hang out with April and know that she's wifey material. I said, Booby, you looking really bad out here. And it wouldn't be that hard to look good, because, I mean, your ex-wife is with some little child and she looks way better than you do. You look so sad. So I was like, you're still on reality TV. Keisha left that shit. And by child, the guy's young. He's 22 or something like that. I don't think she's with a child. So the Rodney Memorial service was today. Jason invited his dad to breakfast. Dad agreed to come, but he didn't show up.
I feel like Link was like, nah, son, don't do it.
Him and a couple of his siblings showed up to the gravesite a couple of hours to pay respect. It was his two brothers, Chris and Chris, one with a K and one with a CH. He tells them that the dad stood him up, but they was like, listen, let's just get a moment of silence for Rodney. They do that. cut back to the pool party. Like I said.
And I felt like people, the brothers kept trying to change the subject. Like every time he started bringing up his dad, they're like, yeah, back to Rodney.
Yeah, it's
like
about Rodney.
Like I said, I just felt like they took this opportunity to make it about him and they weren't going.
Yeah. So at this pool party in Vegas, single Lyrica, her attitude is different. I wrote, did they find Randall's for this pool party? Because those people look like, I just thought to myself, y'all don't know that many people in Vegas. Right. Who are these people?
Because I felt like if you was going to do it, then it would be everybody you knew. So like all the pretty Ricky should have been there. I feel like Mario would have slid through Lloyd because everybody here for the concert.
That's true.
You would have had like all the celebs, you know?
Yeah. At the Clearport, PJ Ray J shows up. He got the suit on. He got to take care of his pyre. I don't think that's going to take off, Ray, but good luck. He meets with A1, tells them they have to pull up on Lyrica to save the relationship. A1 agrees. Fizz arrives to the party with a dog. I put it in question marks. Like, where's it? Okay.
But it was so cute.
All right. Book is there. They toasted the last show. Zell can't jump in the water because he got fake hair. Paint hair.
Fake lining. Mm-hmm.
But he going to be in the lady pond. That's not how straight guys talk. I don't know about sexual men talk like that.
Lady pond is normally what a girl says.
I know.
Yeah.
God bless you. Whatever floats your boat or flies your lost remote. Drew and April get some one-on-one time. Fizz is trying to be positive about. You know what? It's weird. I can seamlessly transition from Drew and Fizz, but I struggle with Kimberly and K. Michelle. But I can put Drew Fizz. Tries to be positive about his grandma passing away. So she did pass away. Doesn't know if Raz will show up at the show, but he's good somehow.
He shows up but can't perform. What is that?
I don't know.
Why are you even here? You sitting? You can't be in the audience. Could you imagine if you was in the audience and you looked over and Raz was down there like, hey, like, nigga, if you don't get your ass off stage, you gotta hide. You got to be backstage whole
show.
Like, what do you mean? I don't even know if I would have been mad if Raspy wasn't at my performance. I think I would be mad because it's four members in B2K and that's what the fuck I want to see.
Yes.
But was he a big part of the show? No, Raz was popping out at random times. He came out with the Yin Gang Twins at one point. Like, why are you out here?
Forgive me. I did forget to talk about Raz last week. He was on the Breakfast Club. Very short interview. Very, very short interview.
It was like 25 minutes or something.
Yeah, pray for Raz. He's got a new album coming out where he said he's going to tell it all.
I was very confused with his Breakfast Club. I feel like he didn't answer not one question.
He's just I'm going to keep it positive and all this. And I had no, listen, the story gets, the only thing I feel like he cleared up is when they talked about the molestation, he said, I never said it happened to the whole group. That's what the internet put out there.
He said, here's the part that I was confused. Well, you were molested, allegedly. Let me cover myself. You were allegedly molested by Chris Stokes.
Yeah.
Who is your cousin.
And had guardianship.
And had guardianship of you.
That's wild.
And now y'all in a good place?
I don't even know if
part of the conversation he'd be like, oh, we're good, we worked it out, and the other parts would be like,
yeah, because I just took it from like when they try to bring up Chris, he'd be like, oh, he wished me well, but it didn't seem like they talk or they really hang out or anything. It's just like Chris called him, but it was like
he would say something like, oh yeah, I worked with Chris on something. Like, he worked on something with him, and I was like, I'm so confused at the extent of this relationship. I don't know if I can be, I don't even know if I could be cordial to a person allegedly molested me.
Yeah, Raz is in a strange spot. Like, it was weird because there would be parts where they'd be like, do you think you have a drinking problem? No, maybe I do got a drinking problem. Like, wait, you know? And did he say he went to therapy?
He did say he started going to therapy. Then he asked Charlamagne to be like his life coach or therapist type thing. And Charlamagne low-key shut him down so fast.
Nah, that's not.
But like, at the same breath, I'm like, why you shut him down? You always want to help somebody else in their damn life.
That's a big responsibility when you're like, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Well, go check it out, guys. It's only 23 minutes. Like, it's really, really short.
It's real short, yeah. It was that was a long 23 minutes, too, though. Like, I felt like it was just very cringe-worthy. Like,
ooh, I was when I saw, I was like, oh, shit, okay, this should be good. But then I was like, it's short. When you know it's short, you're like, oh, this is not going to be.
Because I felt like because he wasn't fully answering questions.
No.
I don't know. Look, and
what does Raz B do? He sing? Or he rap? What are we getting on this album?
He sang, I guess.
I don't know if I could deal with a whole album of Raz B.
I mean, we don't even know what he sound like for real. He might be good.
Well, all right, yo. If a single drop while we still in Hollywood, I'll drop a little bit of it.
All right. And if it don't, we just gonna bring it up anyway and talk about
That's
it.
True. I meant to say it'll be the ending song on a Hollywood episode. All right, so Ray J walks in, he pulls up, and Lyric Idea of Fun walks out because she sees A1. Then this was really awkward. Everyone made A1 and Lyrica hug each other. God, this.
I hate people like that.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Have y'all ever been in a relationship? Because when you really fucked, I'm thinking about times I have really fucked up with somebody or they fucked up with me. The last thing I want y'all to do is make us hug. Like, yeah, fuck, I'd have walked out.
What are we
like,
seeing?
I would really, yeah, I'd have been like, yo, we do not have to do this. Me and her can go to a side and talk, but we do not have to hug out. Ray changes his clothes. He hands out party favors.
And you know what I don't understand? Why y'all all so gung-ho on them getting back together?
It doesn't make any sense.
They're clearly not good for each other.
Yeah, they have never
cheated
showed y'all
on each other multiple yes, times.
Both of them cheated. And y'all be like, y'all should work it out. Why?
Like, why? Like, don't have enough respect for each other to be in this relationship. Why are y'all doing this?
Golly. All right. Speck tells A1 to talk to Lyrica. He walks over, tells her he wanted to give her a space. You know, hopefully she would realize she wanted him. He doesn't know why she moved out. She jumped on that. Like, you don't know why. He denies sleeping with the girl in Miami. She says it feels like there's no room in the mirror for her. He says there's no him without her. Nice. She doesn't feel that way.
It was a good line. I was like, well, look at you, A1.
She doesn't feel that way. Then it was weird because they broke it up with like April hopping on Fizz and then some tennis. And I was like, what are we doing? And then we came back to Lyrica saying that A1 was a cold motherfucker and she felt old and he wanted something new. He says, I'm wrong, but I'm not perfect. God, I cringe every time a man or a woman put that line in when they goes to cheating. I'm not perfect, but he's willing to go to counseling. He feels like they're soulmate.
I need to know. See, Ray J was in a car prepping him for this. Because he was like, listen, I had to say all this shit to Princess. I'm going to tell you what's going to work.
Yeah.
It's all about her. Whatever she want to do, do it. Even bring up shit she didn't bring up. Man, baby, you know what? We've been together for so long. Like, maybe we should do some counseling. I think that might work. She didn't even brought up counseling.
Yo.
Ray J prepped him.
Yo. I read this by my brother, and maybe this is for equal opposites, but men, and maybe it's just men, maybe women too, but men are the only species that want you to work shit out with them while they going through some shit, right? Meaning like, I cheat on you, but don't leave. I'm going to get my shit together while being with you, like, but that doesn't work anywhere else. Like, if I'm a guy and my job promised me such and such hours and I don't get that, or such and such pay and I don't get that, they can't tell me, yo, we gonna work shit out, please don't leave. No, I'm gonna get a fucking other job. I'm not staying with you. I'll come back when y'all get y'all shit together. But we want women to stay with us while we get our shit together. Like, hell nah. So she needs to think, but she won't be selfish with Ocean. They need to have a family play date. He agrees to that. He also agrees to taking it slow and doing whatever Lyrica wants to do, and kisses her feet to seal the deal. She giggles, and I said, oh, he about to hit tonight. Yep. And then I saw her twerking at the concert.
Oh, I miss you so much, sex, Lord.
All right. The memorial. Again, this is so weird. Then we go back to the memorial. Only 4 siblings showed up. No Link, no Dad. Jason is over his dad. His sister says, Dad loves him. And he's like, you know what? I'm open to a relationship. So Jason thanks everyone for coming out. They bring his brother's daughter, Mate, to the stage. She speaks about her dad. Didn't know him that well because
when he said when he said, oh, I'm gonna have her say some words. I said, what she gonna say? She ain't know that man.
Yeah, she don't know y'all barely.
But it seemed like she ain't seen y'all in the old 27 years.
Yeah,
well, wait, how long he been dead? Well, 20 years.
Yeah, because he was 27 when he died.
Right.
And she looked like she damn near 19, 20 or something like that. So she says some words, and then Jason and some everybody else shares their memories.
Did he die on some drug gang shit?
Yeah, got killed.
Okay.
They released some doves, 27 doves, the same age as Rodney. I tried to look this up. I don't know if it was true, but I heard those doves are a scam. Like, somebody, I don't know where I was watching or learning, but they was like, yo, when you know when you buy doves for a wedding or for an event, you release them and they just fly right back to the owner. And I was like, oh, that's a nice little scam.
That is a good scam, but I hear that shit's expensive as fuck,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's
and I mean, they better fly back to me because you expensive as fuck. What the fuck you mean?
All right.
I don't know how you control that, but cool.
All right, so leaving Las Vegas, everyone is packing. Raz showed up. Yeah, we get a clip of Raz showing up, but he didn't perform at this concert because Paris is talking about how great the concert was. Lyric and A1. Lyric was twerking on A1. But she says, I'm not forgiving him. Yeah, okay. Okay, Lyrica.
Twerk.
I've seen this show before. April and Fear's in bed. God, y'all, listen. If it wasn't for this show, and I mean the rundown, we wouldn't be watching Love & Hip Hop. Because I was like, I'm that boo-boo the fool. Y'all really want me to believe April really with the cameras. Look at where my clothes at. Look where my panties. How did this happen? What are we doing?
Yeah. I was like, sis. First of all, if this is a secret, you ain't saying none of that shit with all these cameras.
Yes. Zell sneaks in, takes some pictures, and then the episode is over. Next time, Zell said he gonna sell the pictures, being funny. Yo-Yo is happy about being her grandma, but her daughter disrespectful. Forgot about Yo-Yo.
Damn near forgot she was on this show until I actually watched this in real time. I normally come late so I can fast forward, but I watched it in real time, so I was watching commercials.
Okay.
And I watched the intro and I'm like, did it always say April Jones? Like it had her whole name, not just like April. Kimberly was the first one. I was like, really? It was just, okay.
Yo, I haven't seen Monice in a minute. Like, well, I forgot Monice and April were like 2 weeks ago when at rehearsal. Let's see. Princess still mad at Ray for going to Vegas. She released the stress by throwing an axe. They asked Lyrica and Princess asked, maybe it was just Lyrica who asked about sex with April. Fizz gets emotional about grandma, and you know, Fizz, I mean, we've all seen Boys in the Hood, and when men cry, women give them sex. That's what John Singleton taught us, God rest his soul. And so they kiss, and that shit looked like it had no chemistry. Oh, you look like you leaning in because you want something. I do. I was like, yeah. I put they kiss, yuck. Like, this show is nasty.
Nice. Yeah,
this show is nasty. I'm not buying none of this. I'm not buying it. I'm like, this shit is wild. This is how wild this show is. Fizz has been on the show for 6 seasons. He has spent more time with April this season than he has ever spent with Monice combined in all 5 seasons. That is wild to me. Wild. All right, let's get into news and rumors. All right, what we got? I should have had my pocket up. Let's see. I'm starving, man. Really, really hungry. Love & Hip Hop. Let's go here. Where is? Okay. So, Sin Santana was on, what's this show called? Brunch with Tiffany.
I just watched that shit, too.
And she discussed her relationship with Joe Budden. She said, quote, we didn't decide on anything. I did what was best for my mental health, for my peace, and for me and my son. Basically, let's just say that I'm probably the happiest that I've ever been. And that was probably the best decision I've made in my entire life in the 26 years I've been living on this earth. The best decision I made was leaving that relationship. And my son and I are amazing. Somebody did tweet about her saying like, oh, she went on to what's name and said this, that, and that, and Joe Budden quote tweeted it with shaking my head. What'd you think? You think she's the happiest she's ever been? Or do you think she was wrong for actually, like, why are we talking about this? You got a season.
I mean,
up.
If you're gonna talk about it, I'm gonna need full details. Don't cheat.
Yeah, I mean, she admits she left him, but why she leave him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're gonna talk about it and be like, it was the best decision in my whole entire life, I need to know what was so bad in this relationship that it was that you had to get out of there, that you felt that it was that severe, I guess you could say, that you had to get out the situation. I need deep.
Yeah, what is it? All right, so this is a tweet. Somebody says, so, .. Here's the nastiness of this tweet of Joe Budden. What's this dude? What's this person's name? Jan Ma.
And I don't even know what Joe Budden said. You know, you said all he did was say, shake my head.
Yes.
But at some point, he need not comment on everything because y'all still got a co-parent.
Yes, but this is why this is nasty. So Jan Maya Music at Jan Maya Music tweeted, so .. Joe Budden, who has a very popular podcast, goes this long without speaking publicly on his breakup out of respect for his child's mother. Mm-hmm. But Sid goes and does an interview and bashes their relationship .. Women explain this. Now, Joe Budden says, shake my head. What you guys didn't know or maybe picked up on is Maya did not hit at Joe Budden, which means Joe Budden is searching his name. Like, bruh, you search your name for this? Just to say,
or somebody, you know, retweeted and tagged him.
Yeah, that could have happened. But he went right to the source to say, shaking my head. That's why it's got to be too hard to date in public. It is really hard to date in private. I couldn't imagine. I'm serious. I couldn't imagine it. Like, yo, you, all my business is out here. Speaking of business, congratulations. What about, I left this. I'm where my round of applause at. Congratulations.
Erica and Safari.
Yeah, Erica and Safari.
They, having a baby girl.
Yeah, they got married last Monday. It looked like Joe Budden was at this wedding, so like everything is fake. He was wanting to put Safari's head in the sand last season. You at the wedding dancing a Tevin Campbell by yourself?
You ain't fuck with Erica Mena.
Yeah. And then, all right, nasty show. But look like they're having a baby girl. That's good news. The bad news is that the IRS hit Safari with a $35,000 tax lien, alleges he didn't pay taxes for years. If that's all, I mean, if he didn't pay taxes for years, he only owed $35,000. That's not that bad.
Nah, for real.
Safari owes $35,166 for his income for 2012, 2017, and 2018. All right, so get on that. What else I got in here? Kim Bella, she did something. What about Kim Bella? She got her body done. So Kim Bella enhanced her cakes. This is a gossip headline. Kim Bella enhanced her cakes.
Did she need any work?
No.
I feel like she was thick in both places, like her hips, her butt, and her boobs.
Yeah, but I guess she wanted to do it because she just had the baby. But I don't know. She just got her booty enhanced with a Brazilian butt lift surgery, and she hasn't been shy about sharing her plastic surgery journey. So she put up a YouTube clip, and she's been on IG. Wesley just got plastic surgery as well. Mariah Lynn.
Yeah, she did. I saw that.
She went and got her butt done. I was going to say, I don't know why, but obviously, you know, you want your body to look a certain way, but I'm like, is this going to help the music? Are you going to get back on Love and Hip Hop? Like, what are you doing? But I mean, I guess. Was it in the strip mall? This place is called Goals Plastic Surgery. That's a shitty name.
It is.
I don't know what you could call it. Just call it whatever the doctor clinic is. You know, but Goals Plastic Surgery in New York just doesn't ring off to me. What else? Hold on. Let me look at my news.
Man, random. Did you know Yandy could sing?
No. There was a clip of Yandy Smith singing?
Yes, there is. So she was on her IG and they was playing around. Not saying she like no Beyonce or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
She could hold a tune or something like that.
But like a pretty good tune though.
Why should I feel the shadow come, and why I should my heart
You gotta wait till she's gone. Feel lonely and long for heaven and hello.
Go high.
When
you best be all high. All right, let me try.
When Jesus is my portion.
Go higher.
A constant friend is he.
Wait, let me do that over.
Go on.
So what happened was, the comment was like, so playing in a hotel, I'm so Jonathan, you know, Jonathan on the show.
Oh, God.
I was going to try out for Kanye's choir. This is their attempt to make me practice. So it was like, you know, in playful fun. But I was like, she not terrible, though.
Halfway, I don't know if you heard it. I'm talking to the audience, but I laughed because I put in Yandy Smith singing in YouTube. And there's a shit ton of videos of this.
Really?
Even one 7 years ago when she was on Hot 97, it said, does Yandy for Love and Hip Hop sing better than Mary J. Blige? So I guess we could have known that she sang. We just weren't checking.
Looking up Yandy singing.
Yeah. Not I. Oh, there's a new what's name coming? A new reality show that Ray J is going to be on.
Oh, Jesus.
This is called Hollywood Parents. It's going to be on WeTV. Mm-mm. So far, Ray J is going to be on there. Too Short.
Mm-mm.
Natalie Nunn.
Natalie Nunn? What the fuck y'all found her?
Did you see she got chin surgery? Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, somebody said that she looked like her chin is different. I was like, you got Chris Brown with that chin.
No, Nunn, keep your chin. It's you.
Yeah, she should have made a part of her, you know, out, like you, when people have their logo, like she could have put the N and the U could have been the chin.
I'm not doing that with you.
Okay. All right. All right. So who else is on this show? Yeah. So Ray J and his wife, Princess. Oh, Masika Kalisha is going to be on here.
I like Masika.
Yeah. So
and her daughter is just the cutest fucking thing ever.
Yeah. And then I don't know if I updated y'all, but Fetty Wap did really get married. I remember I was like, it looked like he got married, but he did. And then I guess we'll end with the resurgence of Chicken Noodle Soup. Did you see this? So we all know that Bianca Bonny had chicken noodle soup and it got remade by one of the dudes from BTS. I said B2S. Becky G, and like it's all over the Billboard charts. Now I'll play you a clip of it because I saw this and I was like, chicken noodle soup? Like they remade chicken noodle soup? It's a little bit different.
A lot of bit different. I let it rain, I clear it out. 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 Chicken noodle soup, chicken noodle soup, chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side. Chicken noodle soup, chicken noodle soup, chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side. From Gwangju, Hangul, Shigi, Yeti. No.
Yeah, he's they're Korean. Yeah.
I know that.
But it's a crazy cause not crazy, but he actually is in English, but that accent is so deep that this is the first time I've seen it with the lyrics. I was like, oh, I thought he was just doing this in Korean. I did not think I was like, oh, I didn't know this was in what's his name, but they flipped it to like this little dance track and it's going up in the club. So I was like, good for Bianca if she getting any money.
I hope she getting money for this.
Either Bianca or DJ Webster, somebody better get
somebody needs to be getting some coin for this.
All right. I think that is it. I don't think there was anything else that broke that we need to discuss. I can't wait. We do really need to figure out what we doing in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was meant to start that out. Like, so what day did you want to do whatever random thing we was going to do?
I wasn't even talking. I'm talking about, all right, so next week, obviously, there'll be an episode. The week after that, there's not going to be an episode. But to keep the lineup, we have to do 2 episodes in 1 day, or we going to do an episode over that weekend when I'm back in town. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, to be frank, what was it? So that'd be like November 4th, I think, is a Monday. I have no problem doing 2 episodes that day, but, you know, I don't know your schedule or anything like that. So
November 4th?
Yeah, I believe that's a Monday.
That is a Monday. No, that should be cool. Yeah, that should be cool. I start putting stuff on my in my calendar because otherwise,
ooh. All right. So and then.
So we got something the 21st, nothing on the 28th, doubling up on the 4th.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and I will remind you and I remind that episode, the first episode we do is not going to have news and rumors. It's just a straight episode because there's no purpose. That's We're fine. Doing back to back episodes. All right. Can't wait to talk about Power on Equal Opposites.
You know what I realized we didn't talk about on Equal Opposites last week?
Girlfriends.
The BET Girlfriends and the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Yo, I barely talked about that on the music podcast because I was like, I only watched the Cypher. I didn't watch anything
I else. Watched parts.
All right, we can get into it. I'll catch up. I'll catch
everything. I really came for Lil' Kim.
All right. Maybe we'll do Lil' Kim appreciation.
Oh, we can do a little Kim appreciation. Yep, do for sure.
All right, so we got that. We'll talk about the girlfriend episode that I thought was really done really well.
I do too.
All right, but are you gonna do the button now? Just say for Thursday.
I enjoyed it. What I enjoyed more was the hour long interview that Charlamagne did.
Want you to tell me about that because I felt like there was no reason for me to watch it because I wasn't a Girlfriends fan. So I was like, I don't. Huh. I never watched the show, so I feel like this is going to be wasted on me. Like, I couldn't. Oh, and you know what's getting good? That Prodigal Son. That shit is getting good.
Yeah, you right.
I watched an episode. Yo, because I get to work early. Like, the school, I got to be at the school at 6 in the morning. School don't start till 8. Once I open up all the doors and everything, I got 2 hours to sit and watch television. I'd be sitting in the office just watching it. And I was like, this episode, okay.
You right. Then I need to start recording it. Don't it come on tonight?
Yes, it's a Monday night show.
Prodigal Son. Yes. Let me go ahead and DVR this right now because I think it come on at 9.
Maybe, all right. Yeah, Prodigal Son. Fox News is at 9, ain't it? All right, that's the episode. You could. We already did that part, right?
Oh, it came on at 8.
I don't even know if we did it. I got to wait because she doing this. So it was the way I can even go into it. It's on demand, right?
Yeah, it's on demand. But then I got to watch commercials.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst.
Plus, then I forget about shit. So, like, when it's on my DVR, I'd be like, oh, have you ever watched The Unmasked Singer? That is so beyond the point. Okay, sorry.
Yes, we talked about it. I talked about it last year. Earlier this year when it was on. And I tried to explain the premise to you. It's just like, what?
Everybody's been in like such an up in arms about it. I'm like, maybe I'm supposed to look at an episode.
It's all right. It's all right, barely. All right. That's the episode. You can tweet me. I don't know if I put that part in, so we're going to repeat it. You can tweet me at one only. You can tweet Shell.
At Sexy Shell. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Snappity Chat at iMiz with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website, 1559. Check out the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe. Join the Facebook group while Facebook still is a thing. Like the Facebook page. And until next time, I say peace, she says.
Bye.
Let me breathe. Never gon' rest if you never gon' let me. I understand it's what you need, but it won't be my best if I ain't got nothing left. Baby, I can't lie, I got money on my mind.
Baby, I can't lie, I got money on my mind.
You love spending time, you ain't gotta spend the time. Long as we're in rhythm, you don't care about the run. When it's low or flame, you want me to heat it up. Tyson in the ring, you want me to beat it up. How you like it, I know how you like it. Girl, I shine it right here, but only when I'm fired up.